Okay, it was 30 years ago today. It wasn't really today, but it was 30 years ago. It was like 1983, right? I don't really remember when it was. I had just graduated from college, and my girlfriend, Kim Mendenhall, and I, we were dirt broke, just broke, living in Baltimore. But we had a dream. We wanted to work in television, right? So we formed a company to do music videos. All we could afford was one box of business cards, right? That was all we could afford, but we were on our way, right? We called our company the DMO, the Dugan Mendenhall Organization. You've never heard of it because we didn't make anything. But we gave out business cards, right? And one of them got to my brother, and one of them got to his business, and one of them got to the company, and somewhere in the company was a band. And this band was doing pretty good. They had some success. They had some money. They were going to go to Sheffield Recording Studio in Phoenix, Maryland to cut a single. They were really tight. They sounded really good. And they needed a music video. So they came to us, and we decided, yeah, we'll work with this band. The band was called Fate. I should have known. I didn't see it coming. So we decided we're not going to charge them anything. We're just going to go in, we're going to make this music video the best we can, we're going to put all the money on the screen, and we're going to have a calling card, right? We're going to take this music video around, we're going to build our business. So that was our goal. We meet with Fate. That sounds really bad. We meet with the band, and the lead singer was the guy who I talked to a lot, and we listened to the song. They had a demo. We really liked it. So we started to come up with images, you know, how can we get the band involved? How can we, you know, music video. It's fun. And we worked long hours. We talked to them. We met with them. We pitched them ideas. We listened to their ideas. And finally, we came up with a script. So we gave them the script. They like, oh, man, this is really cool. We love the script. And then I got a call the next day. Sheffield gave us a package deal. They're going to do the recording of the song and the music video. Thanks, we don't need you. Goodbye. I'm like, well, what are we going to do? I mean, we can't get what we bargained for. We only had a handshake. We didn't have a contract. So I didn't know what to do. So I thought about it, and I was like, I guess I have to sue them. So we added up the hours, and we prorated against our value as freelancers, and we came up with $4,000, which isn't a lot of money, but it was a world of money to us. And for under $5,000, you can sue someone in small claims court. And small claims court is great. $10 to file. Anybody can do it. And that's what we did, right? So I filed small claims court. And finally, our day in court rolled around, and Kim and I get all dressed up. I went to Goodwill and got a new suit, right? And it's as good as we can get because we're struggling, we're out of money. And we show up to court, and we bring Luffy along with us. Luffy is Kim's roommate. And Luffy, she rolled sushi at John Stevens for a long time, Luffy. She was going to testify that we had done this number of hours, right, doing the music video script. So we show up to court, and there's the band, and there's their lawyer. Oh, they got a lawyer. This wasn't looking good, because I'm representing us. We couldn't afford a lawyer. Small claims court. What could go wrong? So I show up, and the bailiff says, DMO versus Fate. Bad sign, right? Ominous. So we go up to the front. And the band sits on a bench over here, and the girls sit on a bench over here, and Ed is their lawyer. Ed is really intimidating guy. He's like 6'2", perfect hair, three-piece suit, mohair coat, very, very stern-looking guy. He goes behind this little table. So I figure I go behind a little table, right? So I stand behind a little table, and I hear the band snickering. They're going, they thought Luffy was our lawyer. So they realize that I'm representing us, and I heard one of them say, Ed's going to slay him. Not looking good. So the judge says, okay, tell me what's going on. So I told the judge, you know, handshake deal. We're going to do this music video. We worked really hard. They took the script and ran, and we don't get what we bargained for, so, you know, here we are. So Ed stands up and he says, "You know, Your Honor, there's no contract, there's no proof, there's this, that, and the other." You know, he's making a good case. So I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be harder than I thought. So then the judge turns to me and he says something I didn't expect. He says, "You want to call any witnesses?" I'm thinking, well, I heard Ed, you know, he didn't really dispute the fact that we worked those hours, so I'm not going to call Luffy, because if Luffy's not really a good witness anyway. So, I said, yeah, let me call the lead singer, because he and I, we had the deal, right? So they put him on the stand. "You swear to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, help you God." He says, "I do." So I'm like, all right. I put my hands behind my back, and I walk between the two tables. I'd seen it on television. And the only question I could muster was, "Is it not true?" We had many conversations on the phone about this. And he says, "No." Right, so he's lying, right? So I'm like, I'm not just going to let him lie. So I said, "No further questions, Your Honor." And I go back, and the judge dismisses him. But then the judge gives me this look. It's like a look of appreciation, like, this guy's not going to waste my time. You know, I saw something, a glimmer of hope in the judge, right? So then the judge says, "I'd like to see counsel up at the bench." So Ed goes up, so I figure I got to go up. So I go up, and I stand in front of the judge, and he says in front of everybody, loud enough to hear, he says, "I want to see you guys in my chamber. Court is adjourned for 5 minutes." Boom. And he stands up. Everybody stands up. He starts walking out. Ed starts walking out. I'm like, I guess I'm going to follow him. So I start walking out, turn around, I look at Kim. She looks at me. You know, what's going on? So I go out. And we go back in the hallway, back in the judge's chamber. And the judge, he loosens his robe. He puts his feet up on the desk. And he starts a cigarette. And he's like, "Ed, I don't want to decide this. You got to settle." And Ed says, "We're not giving that guy one red cent." So I'm just sitting there. I'm not saying nothing, right? I figured this is as good as it's going to get. Smoke's curling under his, like, banker's lamp. Usually I get a food pellet when I hear that. Looking back at it now, I think he just wanted a cigarette, right? So we go back in, and everybody, all rise. So the judge comes in, everybody's standing up. I go behind my little desk. Ed goes behind his little desk. And the judge, he says, well, it's really been hard. It's really been difficult. This. And I'm like, what's he going to say? And he finally says, "We fine for the DMO 100% plus court costs." Boom. We won. Great. So we got to get out of there. They're calling the next case. I grab my coat. We're walking out. And then I thought, Ed said they're not going to pay. So I said, "Here, Kim, bring the car around." So I go down, talk to the clerk, and I said, "What happens if they don't pay?" The clerk says, "Well, you got a judgment against him, a court order. If you know where the guy works, you can put a lien against his wages." And, of course, I did. The guy worked where my brother worked. So I walk outside, I feel the sun on my face, I'm sitting there waiting for the car, I got my eyes closed, I had the victory in court. It's a great feeling, right? And I got the feeling I'm not alone. I open my eyes, and there's Ed, 6'2", right in front of me. He says, "Of course, you know, they won't pay." And I look across the street, and I see the band going to their car, and they're shaking their fist at me. And I poked him in the chest, and I said, "Oh, they'll pay, or I'll slap a lien on his wages so fast it'll make your head spin." And he's like, "Wow, this guy knows what he's talking about." Just then the car pulls up. I get in with the girls. We leave Ed and the band in a cloud of Baltimore dust, and they set up an installment plan, but they paid 100%.